Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
Back in the late 1990s, then-Senator Barbara Boxer of California insisted during a U.S. Senate floor debate that a child has rights when you bring your baby home from the hospital. I remember listening in disbelief as she said that a baby wasn't even a baby during the delivery process. There was a public outcry asking the question, how can we possibly defend infanticide or otherwise called fourth trimester abortion? Sadly, two decades later, that has become the norm. The pro-abortionist lobby used to champion safe, legal, and rare. Not anymore. Their message now is that you have the right to take an innocent life whenever you deem desirable. This ideology must be challenged. Any society that does not protect the most vulnerable loses. Last week, U.S. senators failed to get the necessary votes to pass the Born Alive Abortion Survivor Act. Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse was the sponsor of the Born Alive bill. This legislation would do nothing more than require that doctors give babies who survive botched abortions the same level of care that would be given to any other baby at the same state of development. Senator Sasse stated, providing the bare minimum in humane treatment is not a Republican or Democrat issue. It's a humanity dignity issue and should not be complicated. You're either with babies or you're for infanticide. The refusal to condemn infanticide is tragic. The powerful abortion industry has spent millions of dollars in campaigns, resulting in politicians no longer having the courage to defend a baby outside of the womb. Safe, legal, and rare has been tossed aside, and some politicians are now comfortable with abortions at full gestation. Every leader should be able to affirm that every human being is created equal, especially those who've come to the world in the worst circumstances possible through abortion, deserve protection by our laws.